Hello everybody, welcome. Now we are doing a series on Mahadasha with the respective Antardasha. I have covered Ketu broadly. The next one after Ketu is Venus Mahadasha. But before that, a warm welcome to all new people who are coming into this channel. This channel is about learning Vedic astrology, sharing different courses. There is a full Vedic astrology audio playbook for you, with the description box giving the Google Drive links for all my free Jyotish e-PDFs that I have made from two courses that I attended. Okay, you can use that to start your journey there. Back to Venus Mahadasha and full Antardasha. So what does this give us? First of all, it's the longest Mahadasha in the Jyotish Brihat Parashara Hora Shastra system, which is of 20 years. It's a long time. It's like literally one third of your life. So Antardasha and durations typically will go through this cycle. First, it will begin with Venus to Venus, which is for 36 months. And remember, I always say this, Dasha Sandhi, that means when the Dasha kicks in, the first period with the planet, with the same planet Antardasha, it will seem like a void. It will seem like your soul is kind of recalibrating to the new climate that it must function in. Because the Mahadasha is essentially a new environment you begin to function in. And since it always runs for a number of years, you need to acclimatize your soul, your embodied soul, your mind, your body, your spirit needs to acclimatize to the new environment. It's like I'm taking you from India, which is a tropical country, and dumping you into Sweden, which is a freezing country, isn't it? So your body tends to take time to acclimatize, isn't it? I'm giving an example. Similar way, every Mahadasha also follows the same idea. The first 36 months will feel like a void. Like, what the hell is going on? Nothing is making sense to me. Nothing is moving forward in my life. It'll feel like that. But once the respective Antardasha kicks in, Venus Sun, for example, which is for 4 months, you should be doing pretty okay. Okay? Followed by Venus Moon, 10 months. Followed by Venus Mars, 7 months. Followed by Venus Rahu, which is for 32 months. Followed by Venus Jupiter, which is for 26 months. And then Venus Saturn, 30 months. Venus Mercury, 34 months. And Venus Ketu finally ends at 14 months. The total will come to about 20 years. Now let us go into the next slide and see what that gives us. First of all, the Venus Antardasha, 36 month. The core blend is water plus earth, water element. Immersion in desire, beauty, luxury, romance, comfort, creativity, sensual pleasure, and emotional fulfillment. This will be the tune-up. The psychological feel will be softness, sensitivity, longing for love, artistic mood, emotional magnetism, indulgence, refined taste, and strong need for affection. These are all the signatures of Venus, which will play out in your psychological field. The karmic function is old patterns of desires and relationships resurface. Karmic lovers return, lovers from past life, if Ketu is also indicating there. Pleasure-based karmas heal through fulfillment or saturation. The outer life events will show up as increasing wealth, luxury purchases, relationship commitments, marriage prospects, creative success, beautification of home or self, and spending also rises. You have to keep this in mind, okay, when we go forward. Next, followed by Venus Sun Antardasha, 4 months. The core blend again is water, earth plus fire. Sun is fire. So purification of ego in relationships, illumination of self-worth, exposure of pride-based desires. Because Sun is pride and Venus is about giving. I'll give you a hint. Saturn is debilitated in Sun sign, Leo. And Saturn is exalted in Venus sign like Libra. So opposing, okay? Psychological field would be stronger focus on identity, dignity, personal confidence. Emotional intensity mixes with pride and there is a need for admiration. The karmic function here being karma with the father. authority, bosses, ego patterns in love activate. Illusions around validation, recognition, or romantic admiration dissolve. Everything is geared towards your soul growth, people. Outer life events, career visibility increases, tensions with authority or partner will increase, dramatic events in love, creative leadership opportunities, and emotional flare-ups may happen. Next one, Venus Moon Antardasha for 10 months. Core blend is of emotional saturation, nurturing, romantic softness, aesthetic refinement, and strong sentimental ties. As you can see, in every Antardasha of any planet, it keeps on refining that particular Mahadasha field, isn't it? That particular planet, in this case, Venus. Psychological field is of nostalgia, emotional sensitivity, craving for home-like comfort, soothing environments, emotional bonding. The karmic function may be mother-related karmas. Why? Moon is there. Childhood memories, emotional attachments, and nurturing patterns surface for healing. Everything surfaces for healing. Outer life events may be property matters. Moon is the fourth house property, home, home improvement, family strengthening, romantic comfort. Travel for leisure. Venus Moon will give you a lot of travel for leisure, especially if it's in your ninth house, for example, or 12th. Artistic flow and increased sentimentality. That's Venus Moon for 10 months. Then comes Venus Mars, which is highly passionate. Core blend is water, earth with fire. So passion, sexuality, sexual engagement, assertive desire, conflict, attraction dynamics. This is the energy that plays in these 7 months. Psychological field in this case being impulsive romantic urges, strong sexual energy, very strong, heightened ambition, emotional impatience, and dramatization of desire. Venus and Mars, so it's highly desiring. Might have a number of affairs in this. Past life attraction karmas, anger, desire loops, competition in love. Mars is highly competitive. Passion, addictions come up for purification. Outer life events may be new romance, breakups, scandals, accidents from haste, scandals especially if Rahu is aspecting, okay? Property actions, competitive career pushes, creative breakthroughs. Next, Venus Rahu Antardasha. Now we get headless, headless with desire, amplified desire, glamour obsession, unconventional love. Rahu is everything unconventional, foreign. You might have love affairs with foreign people, people of other lands other than your homeland, fame and temptation. Psychological field is confusing desires. Rahu is confusion, the blackness of mind. Attraction to foreign or unusual partners, people with lots of tattoos and funny earrings, that kind of thing. Heightened craving for pleasure and visibility and emotionally charged fantasies. Karmic function would be karmic partners enter Maya-based love experiences, illusion, delusion. See, Rahu destroys your illusion by giving you disillusion. That's the energy of Rahu. Delusion versus truth in love, seduction, indulgence, obsessive karmic tendencies surface. Outer life events may be sudden wealth or loss, viral fame, social media rise. Rahu is social media, like I said, nightlife. Excessive clubbing, foreign travel, dramatic relationship events, scandals, material highs and lows. Material, why? Venus is materialistic. Next, Venus plus Jupiter for 26 months. Dharmic expansion of love, wealth, marriage, creativity, children. Because Jupiter is a karaka of children and abundance will happen. This is good dasha, both are Brahmana planets. The psychological field will be one of optimism, generosity, emotional maturity. See, even in Antardasha, it follows the same sequence as Mahadasha, isn't it? The purification keeps happening continuously, but with the signatures of all the karakas of Antardasha. Children-related karma, teaching karma, abundance, moral alignment rises, divine grace enters the love and wealth field. Outer life events may show up as marriage, childbirth, spiritual love, foreign travel, artistic prosperity, education, mentoring, higher knowledge, integration. Venus, Saturn, Antardasha for a period of 30 months. Now Saturn will give everything grounded, everything old, isn't it? Everything slow and steady, disciplined. Grounding of desires, emotional responsibility, tested relationships, structured material life. Psychological field gives you sobriety, seriousness, duty, a sense of duty, realism, emotional restraint. Long-term thinking, Saturn is everything long-term. Desire cools and stabilizes. Karmas of loyalty, duty, commitment, debts, your debts to the society, long-term partnership, delayed reward surface, desire matures, Saturn's maturity. Outer life events may be marriage, formalization or dissolution, financial restructuring, real estate investment, Saturn is interested in construction. Heavier work responsibilities, of course, if you are working, this will apply. Promotions after effort. So it will give results of promotion because Saturn gives promotion. Saturn gives status actually. Sun just gives fame. Venus and Mercury Antardasha for 34 months. That is following the Jupiter one. Isn't it? After Saturn, sorry. Yeah. So harmonious communication, creative expression, business. Mercury is interested in business, it's a natural trader. Intellectualized desire. Some people have desire in the mind, but it doesn't follow in the body. Huge difference, that's a huge topic in and of itself. Psychological field in this Antardasha will be of curiosity, socialization, creativity. Mercury is a child, a young prince. Refined communication, Venus is refinement. Desire for learning, aesthetics, and clever problem solving. The karmic function involves siblings, Mercury stands for siblings, communication, trade, writing, artistic skill, you might become a writer in this 34 months. Intellectual partnerships activate. Outer life events might show up as success in media, design, writing, teaching, marketing, travel, business partnerships, skill acquisition, relationship dialogues and negotiations, especially if Mercury is sitting in your 7th house. It's everything to do with partners, isn't it? Last, it ends, the 20-year-long cycle ends with Venus Ketu Antardasha for a period of 14 months. So there'll be some removals, isn't it? Some cutting off. Ketu is the karaka of cutting off things from your life. So dissolution of desire, divorces, spiritualization of love, loss of illusions. So you'll have loss of everything that Mercury stood for in terms of material, and Ketu typically tends to graduate everything to a spiritual connotation, typically. I've seen this in my readings also. Psychological field, withdrawal from craving, introspection, solitude, emotional clarity, minimalism. Ketu is the highest minimalist. He says, I don't want this, that and the other. Especially if Ketu is in your ascendant, you are a born minimalist. You'd shy away from everything public. Reduced attention, attraction to material comfort or even spouses. You may get divorced during this period if you're with the partner. Be careful of this. Karmic function, breakups, karmic completion, detachment from indulgences, purification of emotional and material attachments, past life contracts end. If your partnership is ending during this period, your karma is finished. That's the good news. Separation in relationships, quitting addictions, loss leading to awakening, spiritual retreats, austerity, simplification. Like I said, Ketu is a monk. Healing journeys and inner rebirth. These are the signatures of Ketu Mahadasha and Antardasha. I shall see you in the next. I think we have already finished close to 15 minutes. If you need a reading, get in touch. I do a basic complete reading like your personal manual followed by a video conference. In the meantime, however, take care of you. You are more important than you think in this world, people. Each one of you listening. Take care. Be safe.